Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you missed the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join. Because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So good, so good, so good.
New markdowns are on at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save even more, up to 70% on dresses, tops, boots, and handbags to give and get.
Because I always find something amazing.
Just so many good brands.
I get an extra 5% off with my Nordstrom credit card. Total queen treatment.
Join the Nordy Club at Nordstrom Rack to unlock our best deals. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you rack.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Welcome to the post-game podcast. I always feel like I say that with post-game podcast. Eddie Scazzeri joins me today. Hello there, Eddie.
Hello, podcast people and YouTube person.
Yeah, I did take a look at the YouTube from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to judge. You know, we did a whole big talk about my dog struggles. So I was really kind of, I was like, you know what? I never look at YouTube comments.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I'm like avoiding the I don't think to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, you know, I'm going to look at this one just to see if people are calling me a terrible person and this sort of thing.
Or maybe have some help.
Yeah. People were every person on the comments was sympathetic and nice about it. Mm-hmm. And it was very surprising. It was very nice of people to do that.
That was really surprising.
That was really surprising. Yeah. Because I always think of like social media comments as generally negative.
Yeah.
And I also had a couple people reach out. Direct messages on Twitter and on Instagram.
Anything helpful?
No, I had a guy call during the show today.
I heard you talking.
Yeah, he told me that he said he had a pit bull. He adopted a 4-year-old pit bull.
Mm-hmm.
They said the thing was nuts. It was like eating garbage and eating grass and just like going nuts. And that he had read somewhere or someone told him to get an allergy test for the dog. And the dog was allergic to a lot of things. And when he removed those things from the dog's environment, that the dog changed completely. Mm. And I said to the guy, I go, my dog's good for like 5-6 days and she's in a bad spot where she gets sick or whatever. I said, so he said, well, sometimes with the allergens, they build up in the system. And then when it hits a certain point, they, which I don't know. I'm not sure what that's all about. But I said, where do you get this test? Your vet? He goes, yeah. He goes, they don't want to do it, the vets. Mm. I said, oh, okay. He goes, it's pricey. He said, it's $800. He goes, but it's worth it.
I would say what you're going through, totally yeah. worth it.
And I do have dog insurance.
Yeah.
So maybe they can put that.
Sure. And two of my dogs are on Apoquel, which is a an antihistamine or an allergy pill for dogs.
Is that right?
And also Benadryl, which is one of those things that can, you know, humans and a dog could take.
And how did they realize your dog needed that?
Because they were licking their paws from the grass.
Yeah.
And then their paws, and then they would just like lick so much they, you know, would get raw.
They get that raw red spot.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, there is something to that. I know my dogs have some sort of reaction to grass, just not necessarily eating it. They don't seem to eat it as much as Whimsy does. Raymond, when we're on walks, will eat grass. And he always goes for the taller blades of grass.
Yeah, dogs love tall grass.
Because it's easier.
I think it's easier, and I did look into this. They say that the taller grass has more moisture in it, and they like the moisture in the grass. Mm-hmm.
And he's always looking to drink whatever dirty puddles are when we walk. I just have to prevent him from doing that because you don't know what could be antifreeze or motor oil or whatever.
Yeah. So, or just sewer water.
Yeah, which is, not good all the way around.
Yeah, she won't eat the grass on a regular walk. It's when her stomach is upset, then she'll eat the grass. I did find some. Now, she generally does not, you know, there are dogs that eat poop.
Yep.
There are dogs that eat other dog poop. There are dogs that eat geese poop. Yep. There's like all sorts of things.
Sure.
My dog is very interested in regular bird poop as far as smelling it. Mm-hmm. Like she really gets in there. Like smell
and you
this.
Have plenty of it because of all the seagulls, right?
Yeah, plenty of it. But I did find a poop that she will eat. And I didn't know what it even was. And I went and I Googled. So there's this pile that I didn't know what it was. I saw this pile. It looked like something that had been almost like put in a smoker, kind of charcoal-y pile. Mm-hmm. And this happened a couple times where she bites into it and then the inside looks like chocolate frosting. Mm. So imagine chocolate frosting that had been charred in a smoker.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what is that? So I was like, there's a lot of fox running around here. I Googled fox poop.
And it was that.
Yeah. It is bizarre looking. Charred poop outside layer, chocolate frosting inside.
It's probably in the top 10 of strangest things you've Googled, fox poop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then clicked images immediately to see what the images were of the fox poop. Yeah. So I got to, and I realized now like the fox, when they poop, they kind of do it in a tucked away place behind something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I just got to watch that whole thing to navigate it. But, yeah, I don't know. So it was just nice to hear people on the, or see nice comments on the YouTube.
So one possible thing is the allergy test. But nothing else, no other suggestions really, just sympathy.
A lot of sympathy saying this is a tough situation based on your schedule and your dog and your behavior.
Yes.
It seems to be a very bad combination.
It's a negative feedback loop.
Yes, a negative feedback loop. And I was thinking of that, like, do I try to talk to a dog psychiatrist? Not that there's the dog psychiatrist, but like a dog behaviorist. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like there's something that's changing on the weekend when the regimented schedule changes, right, and on the weekend, and then something about that is causing anxiety to her, which is making her get an upset stomach, which is making her eat grass, throw up, have diarrhea.
And do you do more walks on the weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, as I know, like, not that I really have any behavioral issues with the animals like you do, but, you know, if I go on a nice, like, 5-mile walk, they're very tired, and they rest, and they, you know, they're very little, if any, trouble. Not that they're really trouble anyway, but that it wears them out, but not so with yours.
No, not so.
Maybe
she doesn't wear out.
Athletic background.
Maybe.
You know, this is nothing. I did training.
Yeah.
I ran races.
Yeah. And that, you know, I didn't, the Greyhound is not a dog that they, if you do any research, as I did, they don't need a lot of exercise. Mm-hmm. Couple walks a day. Literally, it says if you do one 20-minute walk a day and then just let them out to pee and poop, you'd be fine.
Not that you could do that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm over 2 hours a day on a regular weekday, and then on the weekend,
right,
it's more.
And then you would think that that would be something where she would be tired, just lay down and not whine.
Yeah,
not
even because they say if the dog sniffing and smelling is
sure
stimulates their brain.
Yeah, they got to read their pee mail, as the
yes
saying goes.
Read the pee mail and the fox poop.
Mm-hmm.
So she does all of that, and even still, that's why I think it's more of a psychological anxiety thing. She's looking at me like, this sucks, let's go out. And
as soon as you get back, this sucks again.
Yeah. She'll lay out, look at me like,
now what?
Now what are we doing? Go for another spin around this block, see if the old guys I like are out with the treats.
Mm.
So, yeah, I think there's something psychological going on with it, which is pretty perfect.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe there is something. Maybe you can get some help somehow.
Yeah. For me or the dog?
Both. Dog hypnotist?
You know, years ago when I first got this dog, 5.5 years ago, a woman reached out. She said she speaks to dogs.
I remember this.
And I did a video with her
that
she did it for free for me. We did a video and we put it out. I forget what she, like a dog medium or something.
Mm-hmm.
But basically what I got out of it was, my dog wanted leg warmers. That's what we came up with.
Mm.
I did never get the dog leg warmers. Maybe this is, if I got the leg warmers, everything would be fine. Dog leg warmers.
Now, does she seem to enjoy the spring, winter, and fall more than the summer with the heat?
Yes.
Heat and crowds.
She loves cold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she comes alive. Like, I will tell you, like, in the summer.
Yeah, they perk up.
The last couple of weeks of summer, there was one week in particular. I must have had the week off. Yeah, the last week probably of August, where I was walking the dog often. And multiple times people said to me, how old is your dog? Like, is your dog dying?
Yeah.
And now if you saw her, boom, it was 30 degrees out. She's like.
Yeah, that with my dogs as well, when that. You know, you get to like 55.
Yeah.
They love it.
Love it.
Yeah.
Give me 55, 40. Yeah, just like eating it right up.
And now Raymond, he doesn't have the thicker lab coat, so he actually likes when it gets under 40, we put a little jacket on him. He seems to like that.
Now, how do you know he likes the jacket? This is my question, because I would love to know how to know if a dog likes that.
Well, I know because when it's below a certain temperature, when we let him out in the backyard, typically, you know, I have to call him back in. But when it's cold, he does his business right back in, like when it's pouring rain.
Yeah.
So I know he does not like or enjoy being out in the cold. And he is also one that he enjoys when we put the blankets over him when he's sleeping.
Oh, that's nice.
And doesn't try to, you know, get them off, doesn't get hot, and
just
kind of curls up in the blanket. But, and you can see, if you feel him, he's just got a single coat, not the lab double coat. So he feels the cold more.
Yeah. Well, that's what they told me these Greyhounds situation would be. They don't like the cold.
Mm.
This dog loves the cold.
Yeah. Well, she might have a thicker coat for whatever reason, you know.
Yeah.
And like Labradors were bred to jump into icy waters in Labrador to retrieve fowl or whatever.
Yeah.
And
they go get like a duck that you shot out of the sky.
Yeah. So they're bred for that.
Yeah.
Toast the holidays in a new way and raise a glass of rum chata. A delicious creamy blend of horchata with rum. Enjoy it over ice or in your coffee. Rum chata, your holiday cocktails just got sweeter. Tap or click the banner for more. Drink responsibly. Caribbean rum with real dairy cream, natural and artificial flavors. Alcohol 13.75% by volume, 27.5 proof. Copyright 2025 Agave Logo Brands, Pewaukee, Wisconsin. All rights reserved.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This is completely random, different topic.
Alrighty.
I'm surprised, like you like a nice book on tape.
Yes.
I'm surprised you haven't jumped into the podcast realm where like you found a number of podcasts that cover topics that you're interested in.
Well, I mean, that's a possibility for me, like, but anything that's like too much real life, I'm out on. Like when I watch movies or listen to books on tape, it's always science fiction or fantasy. I don't like the real life stuff. And it would have to be a podcast about something, you know, something about astronomy or the search for extraterrestrial intelligence or exoplanets or something like that, which I am sure there are many out there. To sample, but I'm happy with my books on tape because it's, I don't know, I can get it because these books are, you know, usually between 10 and 20 hours long. So it's like, it takes me over a week at least sometimes, 2 weeks, whatever. I don't know.
You have no reason to change.
I don't.
Like you're enjoying what you're listening to.
Right.
You're not like, this podcast sucks.
Yeah, and also I enjoy the fact that, oh, this is a story that I can get immersed in for, you know, 2 weeks, say. Whereas a podcast, even if it's a three-hour podcast, that's like, you know, 2 days back and forth. So I just haven't felt the desire to do it yet.
Yeah, I think what happens is like people, if you're a music listener, you're kind of get tired of your same old music and you go, I hear about these podcasts, let me give this a shot. Or somebody you really like is on a podcast and you go, I don't even know how to listen to this. How would I listen to this podcast? And then you get into it that way. Maybe. I'm like, man, I bet you there's like a bunch of great podcasts that Eddie would love.
Yeah, I'm sure there are. But again, I was doing books on tape before there were podcasts.
You were doing CDs.
Yeah.
Books on CD.
Yeah.
And you listen on regular speed?
Yes.
You ever try to go a little faster?
No, because it's sort of like these voice actors, you know, they're actors. So, you know, it's a performance. So I'm going to take what they present and not sort of speed it up or slow it down.
Yeah.
And if I have to go back to say, okay, I didn't really understand that, or I got distracted because a squirrel ran in front of me or whatever, or my mind wandered because they said something and something triggered in my head, and you know how your mind wanders.
Yeah.
So, but you just, it's an easy back 30 seconds and then you just pick it up again.
Yeah. That happens to me a lot when I'm listening to a podcast.
I'm sure it does.
Like I'll just start to think of, you'll think of one thing maybe that you have to do today or... Uh-huh. And then your mind is gone.
And it's off of 8 different tangents.
Yeah.
Yeah, one thing connects to another, to another, to another. Or the podcast will say something, oh, that reminds me of this, or this relates to my life and this, and then your mind is off.
Yeah, and then you'll hear something like, and the alien landed. You're like, what? Where did an alien came from where? And like, boop, 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 now, backwards.
Can you do it easily, rewind?
Yeah.
On your, from your steering wheel?
Well, I do it on the screen.
Okay.
On the Apple CarPlay, it's on the screen, so it's a quick...
See, I don't do Apple CarPlay. I do... Because you have to actually plug in, right?
Yeah, you have to plug in.
Mine is Bluetooth, just to the Honda radio. I forget what it's called. But I don't have to connect, and with the control on the Honda, it's right on the steering column, so I just have to hit it with my thumb to go back.
See, I always felt like on the steering columns... The forward and reverse button went a full track ahead.
You can do
like
that.
Like a full
too.
Chapter in you your
can.
Book.
You can do that. I don't know how exactly.
Yeah.
But the way mine is set up, one click, maybe if I double click, it'll jump back. But if I do one click, it goes back 30 seconds.
See, and when I'm listening, when I now have this group of podcasts that I listen to, and they all come out every week. They're banging out podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, there's a book that I'm like, oh, this would be a good book on tape. But because it's so many hours, I think, oh, my gosh, I would fall so far behind on these podcasts.
Yeah, well, right.
It's like now, one or the other.
Right. And that now feels important to you to stay up to date with these podcasts.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Well, I mean, that's a psychological thing.
Yeah.
Like some form of OCD. That you feel you have to get caught up.
Yeah, some of them get to be, like, I do like Joe Rogan, and he puts out sometimes three-hour podcasts. I'm not listening to all those. For his podcast, I will look who the guest is.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not somebody that I'm interested in, I'll bail on it, or I won't do it, and I'll move on to another one. But there are other podcasts where it's not guest-heavy, so that one I feel like I'm always going to listen to. I don't know. It gets. I would like to know of if someone has a good podcast that I probably don't know about. What's a good podcast that I like? Of course, I listen to Joe Rogan, right. Theo Vaughn.
So
I like
something
Jim Norton.
That's out there that maybe not a lot of people are watching on YouTube, like this one.
Like this, for example. Yes, it could be a good one.
Yeah, may I suggest the Alan Jerry Post Game podcast on YouTube for you?
Oh, that'd be good. I listen to that.
I think
or
you
watch
would enjoy
that
a lot.
Yeah. Hmm. I could give that a try.
Now, are there little services or the podcasts themselves that will put out like a 5-minute preview of a podcast? So you could say, I'm going to check this preview out and see if I'd be into the whole thing.
Yeah. So a lot of the podcasts, now almost every podcast is on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll put their 2 or 3 hour.
Like this one.
Like this one. They'll put their 2 or 3 hour podcast up on YouTube, and then they'll also put out maybe a 10-minute clip, a 5-minute clip, mm-hmm. a 3-minute clip, that way. And sometimes I think it's good where it's like, if it's somebody like a Joe Rogan podcast where it's 3 hours long and it's looking like someone I'm not interested in, if he puts up like a 10-minute clip of an interesting topic that came up, I might just watch that.
Okay.
Where I'm not going to go watch the whole podcast, but like there was one recent one where... They put up a 10-minute segment where they were talking about the Amityville Horror House.
Yes.
I was like, oh, well, I'm interested in that. I will watch that 10 minutes.
Now, is this, are these Joe Rogans, for instance?
Yeah.
Do you consume them in the car and at home? Like, will you finish it when you get home or
no,
just in the car?
Just in the car.
And that is, but you're just listening through that through the audio podcast only, wherever you get
your podcast. Spotify. I listen through Spotify.
Right. So your YouTube subscription doesn't even matter, come into play.
Yeah, no.
For any of that.
No. Yeah, it's funny. I listen to different things on, I watch different things on YouTube than I listen to in podcast form.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I'm in the car so long.
Right. And even though the YouTube is technically a podcast.
Yeah.
So you'll watch those when you're home making your dinner or whatever.
Yes.
Because they're shorter generally.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're like 10 to 20 minutes.
Right.
Yeah. And the podcast that I'm listening to, audio, I'm listening to that on 1.5 speed.
Right. So if it's a 3-hour podcast, it'll take you 2 hours.
Yes.
Or however the math works.
Yeah, it works just like that. Yeah.
Okay.
What I do is I'll look at the time, I cut it in half, and then I add half.
Right.
So 3 hours cut in half is 1.5 hours. Add a half of that, so it would be 2:15 actually. Okay. But I get through a lot of podcasts that way.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And something like that I might consider higher speed, although it would, as a lifelong radio person, it would bother me and I'd have to get used to it.
Yeah, I got used to it really quick.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it because when I first put it on, and if Gina's ever in the car, she's like, what is this?
Yeah, and you can, once you become used to it, you can process it. But beyond that, it's too much, right?
Yeah, you know? I'm at 1.5. I started at like 1.2. Now I'm at 1.5, and I haven't even mm-hmm. tried to go over that. I remember Woody Allen was a guest on Bill Maher's podcast. Mm-hmm. And I know my friend Paul was a Woody Allen fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Woody Allen was interesting. You don't hear a lot from him.
No.
He's not somebody who does a lot of stuff. Certainly not a 2-hour plus podcast. So I sent it to my friend Paul. I go, boy, Woody Allen sounds, he sounds good. He's 89, whatever he is, very old. I go, boy, he sounds really good. And my friend rolled me back. He goes, I listened to him. He goes, he didn't sound so great. I was like, oh, I forgot. I have him on 1.5 speed.
Right.
So he sounded very normal.
Mm-hmm.
He sounded like Woody Allen. But Woody Allen probably sounds much slower now.
Yeah.
Just not to me.
You know, way back in the early 60s, he did stand-up.
Yeah. I never heard any of it.
And I have. And it's most of it holds up. I mean, you have to have a little bit of an understanding of what the news was back when he was doing it.
Yeah.
But, it held up, a lot of this stuff. And I think he was he wrote for television and movies and all that before he really kind of hit it big on his own.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy for sure.
And have you ever watched any of those early Woody Allen movies like Sleeper?
Yeah.
Take the Money and Run?
Yeah, I went through this phase many years ago back when I was still renting mm-hmm. VHS where I rented a bunch of Woody Allen.
And Bananas.
Yeah.
Those are very funny.
Yeah, very funny.
And you ever see the What's Up Tiger Lily? I think we may have talked about that.
I don't remember if I saw that.
It's sort of like
an
early version of Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yeah, I don't think I watched that one.
Okay.
We did talk about it. I did not watch that one. But yeah, I liked Woody. Once I was caught up when I felt like I had seen a lot, he was putting out like one movie a year.
Mm-hmm.
So I would always see, and it never got any, it was never a big movie.
Right.
But he'd put interesting people in it, like Andrew Dice Clay playing somebody's father.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, oh, that's an interesting, you wouldn't think of Andrew Dice Clay as an actor mm-hmm. in that, he'd put weird, different people in different spots.
You ever see Zelig, that black and white one?
I did one years ago.
Purple Rose of Cairo.
Yeah.
A lot of interesting concepts also.
Yeah, there was one
Radio Days.
Radio Days. There was Everything You Wanted to Know About Sex.
We're Afraid to Ask.
Where he was a sperm in one of
them. I guess that was. And then a Midsummer Night's Sex Comedy. I don't know if that was a separate one or if that was part of the other one.
I think it was a separate one.
Separate one.
Yeah.
And of course, Annie Hall.
Oh, great.
Stardust.
Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
I love Manhattan. He was dating like a young girl. She was like 16 or something.
Like in real life then.
Yeah. And he's out to dinner with his friends. He goes, I'm dating a girl wherein I can beat up her father. He goes, that's never happened. Never happened before. All right, Andy, let's do the warm-up program.
All righty then.
I did that with CeeLo.
You did. He was here today.
Jerry will be back tomorrow?
He will be. And then just for the rest of this week, And then he's off next week with Rutgers duties.
Okay. Back. So we'll have you back on the post game Monday, Tuesday.
Monday, Tuesday.
And then you're out.
And then are you going to do one on Wednesday?
I don't know. I'll see if anyone's laying around here. Maybe I'll grab Ryan Hurley and really grill him on the business of radio.
Or the Olive, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't know. Who knows?
Who knows?
Stay tuned for that one.
Yeah.
How's that
or
for
you
a
could
golfer?
Just decide, nah, it's like I'm treating this like a Friday. I'll see you.
Could do that as well.
Yeah.
All right, let's do the warm-up next.
So!
And Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.